Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. As we talk about healing in traditional plants and spirituality and our traditional teachings from our ancestors, today I'd like to do a story on the teardrop from a friend of mine, Thomas, because they're good teachings and they have to do with love and healing from the inside and our teachings from our ancestors and living with nature and Mother Earth and all those that we share with our planet. So let's talk about the teardrop, and here's the story. The tear is a powerful medicine. The shape is not often used because it is so sacred. It is also very personal, such a healing medicine inside each of us, every one of us. The teardrop is also the shape of a raindrop. The size of a raindrop can determine if there is a healing going on and what type of healing is going on. Freezing rain, sleet, hail, and snow are also sent from the spirits. They are said to be a spirit. The snow out of season is a strong healer of the mind and comes to tell people a loved one has passed on. Rain is the same way. They are the thunderers coming to the ground to come collect their family members' spirit and escort them with honor back home. When a person is thinking of a person who has passed, the tear that falls from the heart through their eyes will call the spirits and that loved one. On the other side, a protector who is always watching lets the other spirit know that a request has been made through the use of a tear. The spirit will get the spirit person being requested and bring them to the edge of the other side. They are given instructions and sent to Mother Earth to comfort and give our teachings to us in our dreams and our thoughts. They will bring such strong feelings of love that the tears, the medicine will stop. They will use their spirit to step aside ours for a moment. They will think of the teachings and pass a personal message also to the person. A slightest ringing, a quick buzzing, a whisper of wind in the ear lets us know they have come and gone. The message and means has been delivered. As they leave, they will not look back. They cross back over at the edge, and the guardian spirit will have them turn, smile, and pass love one more time. This is when we know for sure they have come. A tear takes away those bad feelings, sorrow, anger, and gives us humor and laughter. A moment of love and harmony. Like the rain, a single tear can purify us and makes us better and stronger, taking away sickness, often used in self-healing when one is truly alone. This can be just a moment in time. During ceremony or time of need, the spirits will show a light blue color of healing, teardrop that is suspended in front of a person, or persons. They are showing through the sign that the healing has begun, or has happened in some cases. These spirits are our ancestors. They can be seen every night in the sky, the Milky Way, or as we say, the spirit path. Then the people do not have to be sad and cry for their loved ones, for each night they are with us and can be seen. Just off of the spirit path is my true compass, the North Star, the direction of my strength where the bear sits and sits alone, my clan, my brother. There, someday I will go after returning home and have a good visit. Such a good, healthy place, a place I go alone as my elders have told me to seek strength, my path, the North Star. Like the North Star, bear spirit, spirit path, our ancestors and the thunderers will bless that teardrop and give that healing. And in times of personal healing with others and myself, I have seen the blue lights of the orbs and the white orbs and our ancestors and our helpers to help those that we're here for and to teach and to help heal. I've talked with my grandfather who's passed on, who's come to me and talked to me and showed me that everything was going to be okay. I've spoken with my other grandfather when I've missed him and spent an evening eating and spending time with him. Our ancestors are great spirits and helpers, and they love us. And to be healthy is to be balanced with earth, to be balanced with our spirituality, to be balanced with the animals and the creatures, to be balanced with the plants that we receive our medicinal properties from. And to live in a spiritual manner. That is what our ancestors teach us. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbin'.